used to pack some at Lofsburg, the packet shed, where we'd buy produce, you know, cantaloupes, cucumbers, tomatoes, radishes, peaches. Of course, you started off with your radishes. I loaded most of the time there at the Lofsburg packet shed. But I don't know. Of course, they work women out there now. We didn't have any women out on the yard when I sent them. We had one mill once, women couldn't have animals, because I've seen some pretty good boys that couldn't handle it, pretty good size boys. We had these old drum peelers at that time. You'd load this drum, close the door, roll it, you know, and let them top against each other. Bruise that cambium layer in your bark, and it'd shed off, you know, leave you just the wood. Of course, if there's a knot on the post, well, someone would have to take a hole and go around that where that knot was. Then they went down the chain, and you had the men there to put them in bunks. And you had a grater that marked them, you know, and pulling those green posts off of there. Six and a half, 7 or 8 people. That's just a pretty good job. Just took a pretty good man to handle. But the last mill that we had, well, we didn't have to mark them. Just sort them according to the top size automatically.
Mm-hmm.
You set the count on it. If you wanted, say, 140 and you 4-inch top size, your counter was set on 140. When it got to 140, it'd let out. You'd throw your valves around it, pull it out, run your chains back up.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to start dropping them. What wouldn't always be the same size that dropped in there. Because when this one filled up, if there was an empty space, that size moved down there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, your counter would still count off 140,
mm-hmm.
or whatever size, whatever number you had to the bottom,
mm-hmm.
to the top size.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
You got a wash on it.
I don't need to boss back.
No.